It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Comedian Whitney Cummings was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and talked about being starstruck when she met a major celebrity when she was in her 20s.
When I was 25 years old, I met Samuel L. Jackson, and I got starstruck. And it manifested in me being unable to censor my thoughts. So I started saying the things that I was thinking out loud to Sam Jackson. He introduced himself to me, and I responded with, "Hi, I'm Whitney Cummings. How much money do you have?" He responded with a number.
Yeah, he gave you a number.
I would kill to know that number.
A lot of money, that's how much.
The comedian also experienced some threats recently. So Cummings moved to get ahead of people who were trying to extort money from her, threatening to release a picture of her with her nipple out. And if they didn't, and if she didn't pay them, then they're going to release it. So Cummings shared a photo that showed her nipple Monday to Twitter. After people had said they'd said what they saw, she took it down. So she took down the picture once she realized that her nipple was in it. But people had already screenshotted it and said that they were going to release it unless they paid it to her. So that's when she said, "In April, I accidentally posted an Insta story that showed nipple. Once I realized, I deleted it. The people who took screen grabs are trying to get money from me. Some said they have offers to sell them. Some are asking for money to not post the photo. They all must think I'm way more famous than I am, but they also must think I'm way more easily intimidated than I am. If anyone is going to make money or likes off my nipple, it's going to be me. So here it is, all you foolish dorks." So she just went ahead and posted it to get ahead of it. Kind of like what Bella Thorne did recently, too.
Yeah, I feel bad, especially for women, but I wouldn't want dudes to have their junk exposed either way if they were proud of it or embarrassed. But good for her. Like, I'll show you guys what's up.
Exactly. Like, for anyone. Like, that's so embarrassing, like, when something like that happens. But it's just so sad. As Halsey gets ready to celebrate her 25th birthday, she spoke at the Capitol Congress Conference in Hollywood and said that it's a miracle that she hasn't killed herself yet. Halsey explained where she thought she might be at 25. She said, "I didn't think I was going to be alive that long. I feel like a speedball of a human. I'm basically freebasing my way through life right now. I grew up in a world where being 25 meant having 3 kids and being in a like awful relationship, or I was going to be dead, because young people with bipolar disorder who grow up with no resources don't usually end up thriving at 25. She also said, "This is controversial. I'm going to be 25 and it's a miracle I haven't killed myself yet. I hope I can get married soon, but in the meantime, I hope I can get with as many people as I can." Okay, you go, girl. You do you, Halsey.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, I think you're reaching out for something. If you're trying to hook up with everybody, you're trying to fill a void.
I mean, I'm just happy she's still around. I love Halsey. Kelly Rowland shut down any hope and rumors that Destiny's Child was going on a reunion tour.
Look, that was news to me just as much was to you. I was like, oh my God, a tour is happening. Someone call me. You know what? Everybody's like supportive of each other's like, you know, personal like ventures right now. And if it were to happen, I would want it to be a surprise. Okay. You know what I mean? I feel like we know so much now.
All of these rumors started after Beyonce's dad had spread rumors that they were getting back together, but she quickly shut those down.
I mean, that would be cool, but there's no way that's actually going to happen. No, that would be awesome, though.
I don't think so either. Sarah Silverman was recently fired from a movie over an old character she played wearing blackface. The Sarah Silverman program featured the comedian in blackface commenting on racism in an episode back in 2007. Silverman said, "At 11 p.m. the night before filming began, they fired me because they saw a picture of me in blackface from that episode. I didn't fight it." She didn't reveal the name of the movie. Silverman has stated in the past that she regretted that episode.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, it's like, even then, it's like, what were you thinking? It wasn't, everybody wasn't as up in arms, but you know it wasn't cool. You know it wasn't
right.
Okay.